It's all about hanogas of the flour and the water for the matzah, which is not really so negaya to us, but and nowadays with all our technology and all that, but we'll see it. So dina echidim akemach lematzah sif dalet. So sak, so the bag im kemach shenis lach lach b'mayim. So it became wet with water. So now we know that water is not supposed to touch the flour. So what happens if it did zimu? If it's in one spot, whether it's still wet or it dried up already, grab that spot with your hand, kashar, and empty out the rest. Umutter, and then it's mutter, meaning you just separate it. The one that got wet, so that's also. But let's say there's multiple places in the bag. That you can't do this, meaning there's no way to separate it. So if it's still wet, so what you can do, wet flour clumps. So then you'll sift it, the flour, and what's left on the on top of the sifter, pirurin. That's gonna those crumbs. That's what's chometz because it didn't fall through the sifter. Vashar mutter and the rest is mutter. And the same thing if mice ate from the flour, yiraktana. So then you sift it. Avalim yavish. But once it already dried, like mahani leharkoda, then sifting it doesn't help. Vakola kemach aser and all the kemach is aser. Hey, but yom shi'tochen as a kemach aser lefaisa. So you cannot bake with the flour the day that it gets ground up. Because since it was ground up, so the wheat is hot. And it gets very how do you call it? It becomes chametz easily because you know somebody when we put the water. Alkein yisha achar atchina. You wait after the grinding l'chol hapachos me'es leis at the minimum for 24 hours. And some say you just have to wait overnight. The bags or the sacks that you put the flour into, it's best to make them new. Or at the minimum to untie the stitching. Wash them well, very well. With hot water and with ashes, which cleans, and then rubbing it and hitting them out to make sure that there's no old flour in there whatsoever. You can't put a sack of flour or of tachtav unless there's, you have to have a thick like saddle under it. Because if that's not the case, what's going to happen is the animal is going to sweat and it's going to get hot and it's going to get heated up and it's going to get, it's going to put moisture into the flour. And if possible, you shouldn't pile up the sacks one on top of the other. Then somehow it also gets heated up and it's going to become chametz when you're kneading the flour. Right? And quite a lot of interesting chumras. And then that continues into Simon Kuftes. You don't knead the dough. You have to use water that stayed overnight. That's for all matzahs. Huh? The problem is because you don't want warm water. So you want cold water. So you leave it to overnight and it cools off. You should draw the water, right after it gets, right after shkia. And you should keep it separated for the whole night, meaning leave it in a kli, in a utensil overnight. Even if the night is longer than 12 hours, which it was, you know, a month or two ago, you still, meaning it goes, you can't go with the number of hours. You're going to go with, it has to wait overnight. And if the night is short and there's no 12 hours, then you have to wait 12 hours. Meaning you always have to go with the longer of the two. Either if the night is long, you have to wait the whole night. And if 12 hours is long, you got to wait 12 hours. And the oilam, that's what that's that the custom is Shemiyad ba'orayoyim lashon imamayim shalonu. Then you use right when it hits daylight. That's when you need the dough. Afshadayin le'ovru yud beishos. Even though it's still 12 hours in the past. Afshiyeshamamashiyismuchu. Even though this minig that they do, they have what to rely on. Avar reva poisk machmirim zeh. Most poisk ma'machmir. Malkein tzarich lizar b'dover. You have to be careful with this. Fine. Beis em lo yuchal l'sharas esman ben hashmoshes. Let's say you're not sure when ben hashmoshes starts. So yaktim kitzas. You can do a little earlier. V'vatchalo yishav kaidem shkiyas hachama. You should make sure not to do it before shkiyah. All right. Now, for those that, I mean, this is the Kitzur L'shitasai that says that Shkia is not Bein HaShemashes, it comes much later. So, Mishnah Brura says that with that going according to the opinions that things work with Shkia, so we're more makel, and you should take it before Shkia. The minig is also to strain the water with a chasaisan and to also cover it. Because you want to make sure there's no chametz that falls in there. You need to keep it in a cold place. So when you carry it during the day, when you bring it home, you got to make sure that the sun doesn't go on it either. So there's a whole lot of things in this process. You don't have to draw every night for each day. You can draw water once and leave it for many days. It's a mitzvah to draw the water every day, but for each individual day. You shouldn't use old earthenware, even if it's a Pesach dikka pot, unless it's glazed. Because to use a old earthenware kli that doesn't have glaze, any hiddur mitzvah is not a hiddur mitzvah. Lein lashan as a minig, and don't change this minig. So it's just a hiddur mitzvah, right? Just because it's dirty, it has nothing to do with chametz, I think. Dalet ha'naharis b'min Nisan al pi ha'roiv hein yosef karam min ha'be'eris. In Nisan, the rivers are usually colder because of the runoff. V'alkein yishev min ha'nahar, better to use the river. Because it's cold the water. Sometimes the rivers are they're much wider. And they're not so cold. All right? Meaning because it's melted water. If that's the case, then it's better to go take it from the wells. Hey, lo yashivim al yedei akum, el al yedei Yisrael. A guy should not be the one to draw the water. It should be drawn by a Yisrael. And this gets to part of that, the whole process you want to be done by Yidin. Vav, lo yitneim, b'klisha by dvash, aishar mei peres. You shouldn't put the water into a kli that has honey or other fruit juices. Unless you kasher it first, which is interesting because kashering is meant for hot. This doesn't mean that this is l'chayr not hot. And of course, you shouldn't put to a utensil that has something sharp in it, even if it wasn't chametz. Because if you have sharp things in a kli, then it'll make the dough become chametz fast. So Rafilu Hagola loy mahani lezeh, and Hagola doesn't work for this either. I'm not sure what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is talking about here. Why shouldn't Hagola work for this? Gam le'yitnei b'klin nechayshes, and you also shouldn't put into copper. She'ena mitzanin k'moy shar kelim. Copper does not cool off the water like other kelim do. So as you see, those that get very, what we would call OCD b'zman about matzahs, you can see where that comes from based on tonight's halachas. But I'm putting it this way, I'm happy I'm not in the business of the matzah baking. Sounds like a whole lot of stress for this. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.